The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the third episode of No Hard Feelings. I'm Elijah here with Tristy again. And for this episode, it's going to be a bit of a unique one. This will be a host roundtable. So in this episode, we will have a roundtable discussion with students from other universities. We did ask some students from U of T to come down, but unfortunately, they were way too busy with that. Of course. Name one U of T student that's not busy. You can't.
For sure.
But anyways, in terms of like our stress levels here in RTA, how is it going for you, Shristi?
I would say, since this is my first year, so second semester has been a lot more stressful than first semester, I would say. My course load, I think my course load is still pretty flexible. However, the work has increased all of a sudden. It's more hands-on. There's just more process work to it. It's a lot, I would say. I mean, I think I'm definitely struggling a little bit with time management and kind of balancing everything out with work and my personal life. But yeah, what about you?
No, I am absolutely swamped right now. There's like a 48-hour film contest I was in. I just got casted.
Me too.
You were in that as well?
Yeah, I did that too.
Okay, yeah, great. Yeah. And then I was casted to be like in a Met TV dramedy series.
Nice.
Yes, that's great. And I have like so much stuff due tomorrow. Like as a recording, I have like a comedy writing assignment due tomorrow. I have to do like a small pitch. Mm-hmm. I have to do like a streaming assignment for my esports class. Oh, man.
There's a lot going on.
Yes. And I did mention, or I'm not sure if I did mention this, but I have like two non-RTA courses. So like trying to like do that as well. They are more like intense in terms of the academic stuff behind it and like how it works. It's a lot.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, like amongst all of your classes, what would you say is one of your most stressful class and least stressful class?
The most stressful class, I'm trying to think really. Probably I'm taking PLX 333, not planning for non-planners. It's an urban planning class.
Mm-hmm.
Very fun class. I love the prof. He's very sweet. The problem is like, you know, when it comes to quizzes and tests,
right.
Yes, we have a final exam as well. So when it comes to like the quizzes, it's really on the textbook, and he does have slides in it, but he doesn't like have like any information or words on it. He just like speaks in the lecture.
Mm,
he just like, there's like a slide up and then he speaks a lot about it. So like, yeah. I would have to like take notes on what he says instead of like just copying it from the slides. So that makes it a bit difficult. And not to mention the textbook, which, you know, it's kind of hard for me to read because like I have an ebook online. So yeah.
Yeah.
Very a bit of like the most like stressful class, most heavy class. But, you know, I love the prof. He's absolutely great.
I get that so hard. On my mental health, like I am not one for exams or quizzes. So projects and stuff is definitely my thing. But yeah, especially like if I was in your shoes, I would also probably be struggling. But that's good that your prof is very sweet. What would you say is your least stressful class then?
I'd say least stressful class is media aesthetics and culture. It is big in terms of like the academic stuff because like there's readings and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you know, prof is nice. Yeah, like, you know, just like do typical assignments. It's not like you're not like too worried about it. At least like it's not like, how do I say this? You don't have to do like work every single week.
Right.
It's just
right.
like a bit of a like big, you know, projects or big like marks and all that. So I guess you can say that's like the lightest class, and not to mention it's online as well. And the Zoom the lectures are recorded as well.
Mm-hmm.
I go to these lectures with my friends. Like, you know, me and my friends go hang out in a condo that they rent, and yeah, we just like chill in there and just like watch the lecture.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes.
It's the university life, the university bonding life.
It's great.
That's nice. So how would you say, with all the courses that you have and that you're taking, how do you deal with that stress or with that course load?
Honestly, I just go to the gym at the Mac, honestly. It's like, it's a nice way to like, you know, getting physically active. Like, you know, it's definitely very calming for me mentally as well. We will have an episode on student athletes and mental health, so we're going to get focus on that more once you get into that. But yeah, I just like go to the gym at the Mac and just like just exercise, and once I'm out, I'm already calmed down, you know.
Yeah. That's nice. I feel like for me personally, I love hanging out with my friends. Unhealthy thing, don't be me. When I get very stressed, I sometimes shut everything out in the sense that I get numb to that stress. So, and then it's like I want to hang out with my friends, or I want to distract myself and be productive in other ways that's not necessarily academically, so that I still feel productive and I still know that I'm doing something instead of just rotting in bed.
That's absolutely great. Is there anything, can you name anything specifically?
I would say, like, what I like to do, probably hang out, like I have one of, like, my best friends from high school. I usually like to hang out with them. I like to go karaoke, I would say. It's very fun. I like to scream my heart out. It's like, I don't know. I feel like that's one of my comfort ways to really deal with the stress.
Yeah, it's absolutely valid, you know, just, like, you know, have yourself, keep yourself, like, active, you know, keep yourself, like, you know, going and doing all the stuff around, so at least you, like, have, like, you feel, like, you know, a lot more motivated. Yeah. Obviously, in terms of, like, school, it might not be, you know, great, but at least, like, you know, it's, like, kind of helping us, like, go through all the tough times.
Yeah, for sure.
So let's head straight into the interview.
So today, we're here with Anne Skinther from York, second year human rights, and Katrina Chansey, first year illustration student at OCAD. So guys, why don't you start us off by telling us your course load, what it looks like, your schedule, and really if you are able to manage it well with the time you have. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, hands? Sure. So I have 5 classes this term. I have 2 on Monday, nothing on Tuesday, and then like 4 on Wednesday, but that's because some of them have tutorials, so it's like a lecture and a tutorial like attached. And then on Thursday I only have 1, and then Friday nothing. So my course load's pretty good. I have an easy time managing it. First term was a little harder, but I ended up dropping a course, so that made it easier.
That's good. Katrina, how about you?
So in the beginning of the semester I had 5 courses and I had to end up dropping 2. just because some mental health stuff. I think if I was in a more stable place, I definitely would have been able to handle it. I think the standard OCAD course load is really not that hard to handle.
So what do you think the student body environment is like in your program? Do you think they frequently discuss about well-being?
I think mine's pretty good. I know we get a lot of emails. Like, there's always emails being sent out. I don't necessarily read them, so I don't really know what it is that's being discussed, but I see mental health and wellness as headlines a lot of the time. So I think that there is, like, a good amount of things being done. I just don't really engage that much. That's on me, though.
Completely understand on the emails. Yeah. It's very hard to keep track of them. How about you, Katrina?
Yeah, it's about the same. It's constant mental health emails and, like, Instagram posts. I just don't keep up with them, honestly. But yeah.
Would you say your specific departments hold recreational drop-in activities or events for you guys? Any that stand out or that you guys remember?
Different faculties all the time are doing, like, different activities. Like, for mental health, they're just for fun. I know they do, like, field trips, like, that you can do for free, like they did the roller skating field trip. I personally have not taken advantage of them, but I know there's, like, a lot of opportunities to get involved with the student body.
That's awesome.
Again, in the emails, there's a lot of talk of that. I've been to, like, a few. I want to get, like, start going to more, but York's actually on strike right now, so I don't have class, like, at all, so I'm not really going to campus right now, but I would like to start being more, like, involved in those things, because there's some pretty cool people who come in and just talk about random human rights related things, but being in human rights, there's a lot, they do focus on mental health a lot.
Yeah, so I was actually gonna ask about the strike, like, how is it kind of, like, affecting your education, is it affecting your well-being or something like that?
I mean, it's reminding me a lot of COVID, like, 4 years ago, and it's, like, around the exact same time, too. So, yeah, it's reminding me of that. And it's not great, because it's, like, we came back from reading week, and now just nothing. So I don't really know when to expect to go back, but hopefully soon. It's nice being off class, but I want to go. I was really enjoying my classes.
I'm still confused. Like, you know, there's, like, saying, oh, is there class? Is there exams? I have a midterm. Like, I'm, like, seeing all these TikToks of everyone panicking and looking on Reddit. like everyone's just like panicking. They're just absolutely, they don't know what to do.
Yeah,
like,
they didn't give us any information. It's very, yeah, we have no idea what to do. I'm doing as much as I can, like trying to do the assignments that I have been given, but it's hard to have motivation when you don't have a schedule anymore. So
that's true.
Yeah.
Do you like do any like, you know, small like activities or hobbies like during exam season to like not make you like focus on it, just like distract yourself from it for a bit?
In human rights, there aren't really that many exams. It's more just like big assignments, but like it does get stressful having a lot of assignments due. So I like walking, so that's my big thing. I'll go for walks, and I live near the beaches in Toronto, so I like going by the water. It's a good way. And listening to music, too, at the same time.
No, what music do you listen to?
All kinds of music. I don't even know. Like, I'd have to pull out my phone.
Name a specific artist, like, from the top of your head?
You probably don't know who this is, but Matt Mason.
Okay.
I'm not a country artist, though. There's a country artist called Matt Mason, not him. A different one.
I think I know who you're talking about. I think. Is that your all-time, like, go-to artist?
He's one of my favorites. Yeah. But I have others I'm interested in, too. I'm really into Beyonce right now. So that's a good hype up.
That's absolutely valid. So tell me about, like, the hardest course you've ever taken so far. Like, at least, like, right now, whether it's, like, this semester, last semester, or maybe last year. What was your hardest course?
Last semester, I took a course called Existence, Freedom, and Meaning, the Idea of Human in European Thought. Very long title. I thought it sounded kind of interesting because I'm sort of into philosophy, or at least I thought I was. And then I took this class, and it was really hard. I couldn't do it. This is the one I dropped. At York, there's like 3-credit, 6-credit, and 9-credit classes. So this was a 9-credit class, so the most like intensive. You're supposed to take it in first year, but I forgot or just didn't realize I was supposed to. So I ended up dropping it, but it was very difficult. I don't really understand philosophy that well.
That's completely okay.
How'd you do in that course, though?
I mean, I dropped it before the first assignment. The first essay came out, and I was like, absolutely, I can't do this. I can't do this.
So. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I dropped a course, too, last semester. It was absolutely terrible.
Oh, me too.
I think benefited my mental health, though.
Yeah. Dropping courses is definitely a lot more helpful than you would think.
Yeah.
Katrina, how about you? What's the hardest course you've ever taken so far?
So last semester, I had like a kind of art history course where we analyze pieces of art from the past, and then you basically describe them, and you go into their context, and just like really heavy analysis on historical art pieces. And that was my only class with an exam, so I think I'm not really an exam person.
I completely understand.
So that was a little bit challenging, but I ended up passing. So,
what would you say was the thing I guess you learned from? Not that course per se, however, like from that experience of dropping that course.
I kind of regretted it afterwards. Like, I think part of me feels like a little upset that I didn't put a little more effort into, because I know I could have done it and maybe learned something like kind of interesting, because I could see where like it was headed. I just couldn't grasp the content, and especially with like 4 other classes at the same time, it wasn't going well. So like I think it was the right move in the time, but looking back, like I'm kind of upset that I didn't get to continue learning what it was. So maybe like trying like I don't know, putting a little more effort in next time, or just giving it another chance before giving up. But I felt like I did kind of give it like as much time as it needed to have before dropping. So I don't really know what I learned from that, but maybe just don't give up so quickly.
Mm-hmm. Also, do you have any advice for first years coming next year?
Definitely. I feel like they'll hear this all the time, but please time manage. Like time management is so hard. But like, I don't know, do what you gotta do, like make a schedule or something. I definitely struggle with time management. Yeah, start your habits early, because high school was just, that's when I should have started and I did not.
Yeah,
sorry, I actually had like another question. Another question that like when we talk about mental health in programs or in university majors or different schools, what do you guys think of that? Like, because I know you guys have 2 different programs and 2 different schools with different workloads. Like, if we were to talk about someone who's in engineering at Waterloo, they would have a different workload. So what do you guys think when people talk about, I guess, different, you know, their different course loads and workloads in terms of like, because I know with me and my friends, we have, like, I have friends in engineering, I have friends in sciences, and I'm in art, so it becomes like this thing of like, oh, already I have like a lighter course load than them, but that means that my mental health might not be as bad as theirs. So what do you guys think on that? Do you guys have like a, like an opinion on that or any thoughts if you guys have gone through that experience?
I don't have too many friends that are like, have like very different majors than me. Like most of them are in the same kind of like department. So we have like similar-ish course loads. Like I don't have too many friends, at least in Toronto, that are like in something like, I don't know, chemical engineering or something. But I don't know. I think it's not good to like diminish people in arts like having poor mental health just because they're in arts.
Yeah.
That you don't know what's going on in that person's life, and it's a different kind of like mental. It's just a different kind of intelligence. So I don't think that you can really compare someone in like a science to someone in an art and like say that one should have worse mental health because of their course load. That's just not a valid comparison, in my opinion.
100%. How about you, Katrina?
Yeah, I completely agree with that. Like, I think it's pretty obvious that a STEM student is gonna have like a probably more intense schedule than an art student. We have like mutual friends, me and Srishti, and our STEM friends are like always busy. But I don't think that their mental health is like any worse or any better. Like, I don't think that really applies.
Oh man. Yeah, like, you know, for us, you know, as like, you know, as creative school students or as RTA students, you know, our course load is way different, way more flexible than, you know, someone in engineering. You know, obviously in high school I wasn't really kind of meant to be a part of that STEM.
Yeah.
That STEM type of a subjects. Have you ever struggled with like those types of like subjects during high school?
Yeah. Definitely. Science was hard for me in grade 10, and that was grade 10, so yeah.
Never going back to that for sure.
No. Mm-hmm. I definitely struggled a lot more with the STEM courses than the more creative ones. I stopped taking science in grade 10, and then I stopped taking math in grade 11. I just did what was mandatory.
Yeah, exactly.
I did the same thing, actually. I dropped, after grade 11, I dropped all my sciences, and that was probably the biggest risk I'd taken, and I do not regret it. I'm never going back to math or science ever back again, so I absolutely have to.
Yes. No, like, can I mention that, you know, in grade 11, I failed math not once, but twice in the same year. No.
Yes. Okay, so math is so hard.
It is very hard.
Like, unreasonably hard.
I don't understand, like, how people, like, have, like, that capability to do all that math. I'm like, dude, how do you do all letters and numbers together? But, you know, I do, like I said, I do have respect for those students that have, like, that ability to do that, something like that. Like I said, I don't think anyone should, like, compare, you know, having a STEM major to, you know, being in arts.
Yeah,
as well, 100%.
You know? Mm-hmm. So, coming up onto one of our last questions, do you think all the hardships that you guys have faced up until now will be worth it in the end?
I mean, I haven't faced too many hardships, like, specifically in my program yet, and I hope not to. But, like, from the things I have experienced, I hope so. It's hard to know. Like, I'm not totally sure what I want to do with my degree, because a lot of people who are in my program go into like law school, but that's a lot of more years of school. And so I kind of have to decide how much money I want to be making in my future, I think.
I think so. I would like to think so. I think with my program specifically, it's not the actual work that's hard. It's just very, very time consuming. And I would like to think that would pay off in the end with like gaining experience and just learning. So I think so.
That's great. Hopefully. We'll see in the next couple of years, I guess.
All right. So I think that should wrap up our interview. Thank you so much for coming down, taking the time. I know some students can't do it. Yeah. But
not the shade.
Oh, my fault. But yes, thank you so much. So we do have a mental health strategy of the week. We actually brought up in the interview about listening to music. So yes, I love talking about listening to music. You know, I think it's like a really great way that everyone, really great way to calm down, and everyone does it as well in their own ways.
As I mentioned in the interview, it's a very universal student thing to listen to music and maybe even go for a walk. So, you know, I think, and I've done it too personally, and I continuously do it. It's just, I don't know, there's just some comfort in playing music and blasting music and just listening, you know?
Is there any, like, music that you listen to besides Rick Montgomery?
Well, I like to, I feel like I gatekeep my music a lot. It's like, I don't know, it's like, it's something personal to me, but Chris Gray.
Oh, okay,
Chris Gray. I don't think, he's a small artist, Josh Mikazo. I like R&B, dark R&B, so it's anything along those lines I'm in. So I've just been trying to be in my feels, all up in my feels like that. So, yeah. What about you?
Do you listen to, like, jazz by any chance? Any, like, jazzy music in the background?
I do like jazz sometimes, honestly. Yeah. I actually know Katrina, my friend, she also listens to jazz music when she's working.
Yes.
So I think that's also, like, a nice thing to do.
Is it actual jazz or is it leve?
I think it's actual jazz.
Okay.
Yeah, I think. I would fact check that, but...
Okay, yeah, no worries. I remember in high school, like, you know, we were trying to do, like, our final essays, and we had, like, a student teacher. He was like, okay, if you don't want to get distracted, I'll give you a suggestion. Do not listen to, like, music with lyrics, because, like, obviously, if you listen to your favorite music, you're just going to, like, you know, be dancing, you're going to be vibing and all that. And then he gave us a playlist called Jazz in the Background on Spotify, and then it was like, okay, this is, like, a way to relax, because it's, like, more chill rather than just, like, you know, listen to your favorite songs. And this is, like, you're listening to music that you're not entirely familiar with, and just like the vibe of like jazzy stuff, a lot more relaxing.
That's awesome. Yes. I should maybe try that. Yes. I don't think I have, but I'll try that for sure.
I've tried it once. It was actually very helpful. I should definitely start doing it again.
All right, that's like our next step.
Yes, but in terms of like the music I listen to, hold on, let me pull up my Spotify right now.
Oh my, that was okay. Quick.
Okay, yeah, because I have Spotify. Yeah, there's like a lot. Yeah, my music. I'm like that type of guy that would like listen to like music that whatever comes up. It doesn't matter if it's like a sad music followed by like, you know, some crazy hyper pop type of stuff.
I completely get that.
Yeah. So, but yeah, in terms of like, you know, very chill music, you know, there's Jeremy Zucker, Love Is Not Dying. Best album ever. Very relaxing in terms of like, you know, the whole vibe. Very ambient. That's like the best way I could describe it.
Yeah.
And all that. And then I have like a playlist called I'm Pretty Tired, I Think I'll Go Home Now.
That hits. I've never related to that phrase so hard.
Yeah, it's actually a Forrest Gump reference. So yes, shout out to all the Forrest Gump fans. Anyways, it's like my commuting home song. Like, I'm already mentally exhausted, I don't need anything too hyper, so just like very chill and all. Yeah.
That's nice.
That's great.
Well, I think that's it for today from us. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you guys next week.
Excellent. We'll see you later. You take care. Bye.